Thanks for being with us. Like other luxuries once restricted to the wealthy, metal credit cards have trickled down the income stream. Capital One and other banks have added metal to some of their credit cards with the idea that the hefty feel makes customers think they're special and will maybe encourage them to spend more. Anna Maria Andriotis, consumer lending reporter at the Wall Street Journal, has spotted the trend. Anna Maria, what's happened here?
So for a long time, metal credit cards were really reserved for a small portion of the consumer population, specifically people who are quite wealthy, and metal was limited to a small number of cards. But what has happened in recent years is that a growing number of banks have been adding metal to more and more of their credit cards and basically using that as a way to try to incentivize everyday people to sign up for their cards and to use their cards more than they use other non-metal cards.
We're speaking with Anna Maria Andriotis, consumer lending reporter at the Wall Street Journal. She's written a piece about the growing popularity of metal credit cards because the feeling is that, we have metal, therefore we're special, and this means we can spend.
There's this weird idea that metal cards somehow make people feel special and increase the chances that they'll use those cards more, that they'll spend more with those cards. And one of the reasons why we wrote this story is because it turns out that it kind of works. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who once they start using a metal card, they find it difficult to go back to plastic, and they find that people around them are impressed by these cards. So some of these experiences have been really interesting to just hear. So for example, an individual who was sharing his experience paying for food at fast food restaurants, like at Chick-fil-A or other sort of everyday type restaurants that they go to eat, and they'll say, the waiters comment or the cashiers will comment on the card. Another individual who said that he noticed that when he goes out on dates, the girls tend to be impressed when he pulls out a card, a metal card. And so, it's interesting because then I said, what kind of cards are these? Like, who are the bank? Who are the issuers? And so you might hear a story like that in the past about, the Black American Express card, which was one of the first more sort of well-known metal cards. And you'd say, that kind of makes sense, because those cards are typically associated with very wealthy people.
Yeah.
Instead, these stories had to do with Capital One credit cards and other sort of everyday credit cards that pretty much most people can get.
It's Anna Maria Andriotis, consumer lending reporter at The Wall Street Journal.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.